On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, our fixation on High Blue and Lonesome Pockets continues, unabated and unrestrained, as we home in on Empty Pockets, Deep Pockets, Holy Pockets, Line Pockets, along with a few odd pocket watches and pocket knives. I'm Dave Hicks, and thanks to Flatten Scruggs, the new Coon Creek Girls, Bill Monroe, Hot Rise, and John Reichman in the Jaybirds, we'll have sunshine in our pockets. Coming up this Jobs Fill Your Pocket, Adventures Fill Your Soul edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin our jaunt down pocket road with a look at perhaps the most often encountered pocket in bluegrass land, empty pockets, a condition referenced in a slew of bluegrass songs, including this classic, sung here by Monroeville on their self-titled release, Country Blues. When I had plenty of money, my friends were all standing around. Soon my pockets were all empty, not a friend on earth to be found.
Stand around the old woman and think of the things you have done.
Monroeville with the Country Blues, one of 12 sides. Doc Boggs, a Virginia coal miner, banjo player, recorded in the late 20s for Brunswick Records and Lonesome Ace Records. Doc's early mentors were his brother Roscoe and an itinerant musician named Homer Crawford, from whom Doc learned the Hustlin' Gambler, which became the basis for his country blues. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we, among other things, are afflicted with empty pockets, a dastardly condition that is so prevalent in bluegrass land that one has to wonder why they even bother selling pants that have pockets. It seems like a needless waste of material. The Grass Reflections know exactly what I'm talking about. They've got an industrial strength case of the empty pocket blues.
I wish I had me a jug of wine, sure would make me smile. Believe I'd hit this old highway just to ramble for a while. I've been down here in Tennessee for many a lonesome day, but hard times and civil war, they're driving me away. And Lord, I wish there was something I could do to ease my mind of these empty pocket blues. Calling me, sweet music in the wind. Wave life, I'll never know till I go home again. But it looks like I may never make it back where I came from. I'm half a thousand miles away, just living on the run. And Lord, I wish there was something I could do to ease my mind of these empty pocket blues. Starry sky's bright, but it seems like I'm not wanted here, for tall the weeds have grown, and it's back out on the road again, no place to call my home. And Lord, I wish there was something I could do to ease my mind of these empty pocket blues. And Lord, I wish there was something I could do to ease my mind of these empty pocket blues.
Set me down on his knee, saying, girl, you go to school and you learn your letters. Don't you marry no dusty miner boy like me. And I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of empty. The L&M don't stop here anymore. Now I used to think my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. Oh, but now he goes to town with empty pockets, and Lord, his face is as white as a February snow. In the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of empties, 'cause the L&M don't stop here anymore. No, the L&M don't stop here anymore. those tipples roar. Oh, by God, I wish the grass would turn to money and fill my greenbacks in my pockets once more. And I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of empties, 'cause the L&M don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the office to get my payday like I've done before. But those cuts of vines, they were covering over the doorway, and grass growing right up through the floor. Oh, and I was born and raised in the mouth of a hazard holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. And now they stand in a rusty row of empties, 'cause the L&M don't stop here anymore. No, the L&M don't stop here anymore. No, the L&N don't stop here anymore.
Now, I used to think my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. Oh, but now he goes to town with empty pockets, and Lord, his face is as white as a February snow. The new Coon Creek Girls with the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore, the title track to their stellar Pinecastle release. And The Grass Reflection hit first with the Empty Pocket Blues is found on their Webco LP, Turn the Green Hills Brown. It's been said that nothing makes a man so adventurous as an empty pocket. And, most cruelly, a hungry stomach, an empty pocket, and a broken heart teach the best lessons in life. Now, if that were indeed the case, Bluegrasslanders would be the wisest and most intrepid folks on the planet. They are not. How can you think straight and have any energy to do anything when your pocketbook is empty and your heart is filled with pain? When you're in that condition, about all you can do is bum an old freight train. This is Lester and Earl.
Wild and reckless hobo left my happy home, started out on the western trip all by myself alone. Though my pocketbook was empty, my heart was filled with pain. 1,000 miles away from home, just a bummer and smoking a cheap cigar, waiting for an old freight train to catch an empty car. Lord, my pocketbook was empty, my heart was filled with pain. 1,000 miles away from home, just a bummer an old freight train, just a bummer. Of a sleeping car and never did look back. Lord, my pocketbook was empty, my heart was filled with pain. 1,000 miles away from home. Just a bummer, an old freight train. Just a bummer, an old freight train. Oh Lord, bummer, an old freight train. Thousand miles away from home. Just a bummer.
I went out on the prairie, I learned to throw the line. I did not have pocket money, and I did not dress so fine. John Reichman and the Jaybirds, along with Flattin' Scruggs, referencing Empty Pockets in Bravest Cowboy and Bumming an Old Freight Train, respectively. Hot Rise will give us the final sad word on Empty Pockets with the Empty Pocket Blues from their memorable self-titled debut on Flying Fish Records that took the bluegrass world by storm upon its release in 1979. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be looking at the flip side of this coin as the Yonder Mountain String Band and the Lost Pines extol the virtues of deep pockets and big old pockets immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back with the Yonder Mountain String Band, picking live at Planet Bluegrass in Lyons, Colorado, back in 2003, observing that having a gal with deep pockets is just about as good as it gets.
I'm going to get Dave Johnston to sing you a song here.
You know, I'm just listening to Daryl doing some field hollers up here, and let me tell you, it's cracking me up. And I'd like to sing you all a field holler now.
Are you going to sing Bring in the Grain, Johnny?
No. I'm not even going to sing Swing That Hoedy Cake, Moses.
Milk That Brown Cow, Katie May?
I'm not even going to sing Blind Steer in a Mud Hole.
Setting barley hulks in a barrel barrel? We live in our own world, folks.
I wrote this song with Benny Galloway traveling home from Aspen one day. It's a song about economics.
Yeah, baby. I wish my baby had deep pockets so we could run around spending all her money and painting up the town. I wish my baby had deep pockets. I'd love life every day. But she don't got deep pockets, boys. What's there left to say? I wish my baby had deep pockets, about the deepest ones around. Her mama was made of money, and her daddy owned the town. I wish my baby had deep pockets, I'd love life every day. She don't got deep pockets, boys, what's there left to say? My baby drove a caddy, about the fastest one around, burning all four tires around every turn of town. I wish my baby drove a caddy, I'd love life every day. She don't drive no caddy, boys, some beat up Chevrolet. Pork chops, about the fattest ones around. I'd kiss her in the kitchen with the cabbage boiling down. I wish my baby cooked me pork chops. I'd love life every day. But the gravy's way too lumpy, boys. What's there left to say? Deep pockets.
I got big old pockets, got a big old heart. Mama, gonna fill 'em up with you. Take my treasures, my deepest pleasures, they shine like velvet next to you. Mama, will you take this county man? Never learned to dance, but cut me in. Teach me how to rock and roll. Take this lonesome heart to hold. I'm leaving, baby, I'll be home soon.
Central Texas queen.
Mama, will you take this county man? Never learned to dance, but cut me in. Teach me how to rock and roll. Take this lonely hand and let's go. Take this lonesome heart to hold.
Never put the key to your happiness in someone else's pocket. That makes just about as much sense as Yoda's great admonition, do or do not. There is no try. The Lost Pines from Austin, Texas, with some big old pockets on their Sweet Honey CD. And the Yonder Mountain String Band was just before with Deep Pockets, as enshrined on their Mountain Tracks Volume 3 project. There are some things that just are made for each other. Macaroni and cheese, flattened scruggs, barbecue and bluegrass, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and pockets and knives. For, as everyone in bluegrass land knows, a man without a knife is a man without a life. And perhaps more to the point, if you're not carrying a knife, you may as well be wearing a skirt. This is Appalachian Trail with pocket knives and fiddle tunes.
Sitting with the old man on a pine bench at the little country store. As the world rolls by, glad to leave the rat race to a younger generation who wonders why he never seems to worry anymore.
Trading pocket knives and playing fiddle tunes,
loving old guitars and kids at harvest moons,
realizing that it all will end too soon.
While he's trading pocket knives and playing fiddle tunes, kept his life on track. It hardly seems that long since walking home with pretty Sarah Sunday afternoons. Each time he hears an old love song, it brings her memory back. When they call him Grandpa, it brings a smile and a sparkle to his eye. Anyone could tell when he plays his fiddle, all his years just melt away. He'll keep right on in heaven when his time has come to die.
Trading pocket knives and playing fiddle tunes,
loving old guitars and kids and harvest moons,
realizing that it all will end too.
dancing, playing fiddle tunes.
Knife out on the porch one day, and I sat and watched in wonder as it took its form from a splintered piece of firewood. That little horse was born, and he kept that knife in his pocket, and the blades were sharp and clean. And though it was often useful, it was very seldom seen. And he'd whittle while he'd tell me the secrets of good life. Like, trust the one you marry and the man with the pocket knife. He fought the war to end all wars. You could easily see the scars. His right leg limped and his eyes were sunk, and he smoked like a chimney fire. But he cut you a rope to play with, to dig a thorn out of your toe. He played mumbly peg, a game called stretch, and he could stick it when he'd throw. And he kept that knife in his pocket, and the blades were sharp and clean. And though it was often useful, it was very seldom seen. And he'd whittle while he'd tell me the secrets of good life. Like, trust the one you marry and the man with the pocket knife. It's been almost 10 years ago since we lost Uncle Clay, and I laid that knife in his casket before I turned away. And I'd like to think in heaven Uncle Clay's got a robe of white, and the angels sewed him a pocket so he could carry that old knife. 'Cause he kept that knife in his pocket, and the blades were sharp and clean. And though it was often useful, it was very seldom seen. And he'd whittle while he'd tell me the secrets of good life. Like, trust the one you marry and the man with the pocket knife. And he'd whittle while he'd tell me the secrets of good life. Like, trust the one you marry and the man with the pocket knife.
Sun came up, he went to work out on the farm, and he came home after dark. I stayed right there by his side till the morning work was done. He sometimes set me on his knee and he held me in his arms. He'd take out that old pocket knife and lay it in my hand, same old pocket knife that his daddy gave to him. The handle was worn from days gone by, but the blade was straight and true. Said, someday when you're older, son, I'm gonna leave it all to you. Now I am a man and daddy's gone. He handed down a lot of things I carry through my life. No lesson plan, just a fire. father to his son. I think of him each time I hold that pocket knife. And I wear the scar, but I learned from that mistake. Cause I could tell it broke his heart to take back what he gave. Sometimes the toughest love we learn is hard to understand. Looking back, my daddy carved the path to be a man. Now I am a man and daddy's gone. He handed down a lot of things I carry through my life. Plan, just a father to his son. I think of him each time I hold that pocket knife. Ooh. He handed down a lot of things I carry through my life. Still miss that man as every day goes by. Think of him each time I hold that pocket knife. Still think of him each time I hold that pocket knife.
Someone once said, when I see lovers' names carved into a tree, I don't think it's just cute. I just think it's strange how many people take knives on a date. Well, it's not strange at all when you consider that in bluegrass land, a knife is more than a cutting tool. It's often a priceless keepsake handed down through the generations. And furthermore, if you're knifeless, you can't be trusted. The Spinney Brothers with Pocket Knife from their Living the Dream release. Northwest Territory was in the middle with a song by the same name from their Hillbilly Attitude adding. And Appalachian Trail led things off with Pocket Knives and Fiddle Tunes from their Time for Movin' excursion. Well, time for us to move on to and through our upcoming break with Russ Farm, Chris Moore, and John McGann picking Fire Pocket from their Snows of March outing. I'm Dave Higgs, and we've got more pocket-filled territory to cover, and we'll be doing it in grand style with the Lonesome River Band, Randy Cook, and the Big Mon himself on our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We have returned, still amazed at the depth of bluegrassical pocketdom. Like pocket knives, pocket watches can have immeasurable meaning and value. This is Randy Cook and the Commonwealth Bluegrass Band in one that will tug at your spiritual heart, the old pocket watch.
Dinner's on the table, my mama calls us kids. Daddy pulled out his pocket watch the way he always did. A gold-plated timepiece hanging by chain, given to him by Grandpa when he passed away. Daddy carried around that old watch every day. He'd pull it from his pockets and look at me and say, time's always running on, and it always will. So slow down, son, and take a look, 'cause time, it won't stand still. And then one day, with trembling hands, he gave that watch to me. I slipped it in my pocket as he drifted off to sleep. Then his burdens, they were lifted, and his soul was heaven bound. Alone I'll carry on, Dad, I won't let you down. Just laid around about a week or two since Daddy had passed away. There was so much to do. Thinking back on better times, I picked it up one day. I held it gently in my hands and opened up the case. There were no time, no numbers, no displays, just a faded picture of Jesus pressed neatly in its place. Inside the lid, these words inscribed a message to a soul. Love the Father, love the Son, God's work is never done. Look in your heart and you will find always have the time. Dinner's on the table, my wife, she calls our kids. I pull out my old pocket watch the way Daddy did.
Sack. I got a train to catch a mile on down the track.
Well, I've been hanging around this old town way too many days.
I gotta ramble on and I must be on my way. I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go, God, I got the hobo blues. When I hear that whistle blow, son, I gotta move, gotta move, God, I got the hobo blues. Well, some women try to hold me, but I keep on moving on. Well, my hat don't hang nowhere for too long.
Break man's song.
I got the
the hobo blues deep down in my bones. I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go, God, I got the hobo blues.
Well, when I hear that whistle blow, son, I gotta move, gotta move, God, I got the hobo blues.
Chugging through my veins, I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go, God, I got the hobo blues.
Well, when I hear that whistle blow, son,
I gotta move, gotta move, God, I got the hobo blues. I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go, God, I got the hobo blues.
Whistle blows,
I gotta move, gotta move, God, I got the hobo blues.
Got a hole in my pocket, done packed up my old knapsack. Got a train to catch a mile on down the track. Been hanging around this old town way too many days. The Lonesome River Band singing one of their big hits, the Hobo Blues, is heard on their Rebel release, Carrying the Tradition, because there are few things worse. And Randy Cook and the Commonwealth Bluegrass Band was immediately prior with the Old Pocket Watch from their self-titled release. I still have a pocket watch, my dear father. Like me, it is broken, but stubborn, and it keeps going. We keep going thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Well, we've seen many things crammed into pockets these past 2 weeks, but we've saved perhaps the most popular for last. Your hands, and better yet, her hands. This is Hot Rise in I Long for the Hills.
Well, I saw a man walking, his hands were in his pockets, head was dragging, looking at his feet. Well, he looked up and saw me, and he asked me for a quarter, or if I knew a good cheap place to eat. Well, I just shrugged my shoulders, said if I could help a brother, I wouldn't be out walking on this beat. With nothing more to say, just turned and went his way, hoping for a richer man than me.
I long for the old home, I long for the hills, swinging on the front porch, Lord knows I ain't had my fill.
Guitar and a dream and a heart that keeps learning more of life. I never kept a job long, I never was the kind to settle down forever with a wife. And I may have met some man that you read about in books, and there was time when I was living right. But I ain't got much to show here, living on Skid Row. No one to help this old man through the night.
I long for the old home. I long for the mill, swinging on the front porch. Lord knows I ain't had my fill. I long for the old home. I long for the hill, swinging on the front porch. Lord knows I ain't had my fill.
On the corner of cherry and pine, on her face there was beauty of nature, and her eyes seemed to expand. With hair so rich and so brilliant, entwined in a blue velvet band, we strolled down the street together. In my pocket she placed a small hand. She planted the evidence on me, the girl in the blue velvet band. I heard the scream of the siren, and the girl in the blue velvet band, she left me to face all the trouble for a diamond that was worth 10 grand. Bars. I fancy I heard a voice calling far out on the ocean of stars. They sent me to San Quentin for stealing. God knows I'm an innocent man, but the guilty one, now she lies dying, the girl in the blue velvet band. I'll be out in New Year and I'm leaving, and I'll carry the name of a man that served 10 years in prison for the girl in the blue velvet band. And when I get out, I'll endeavor and the grave of my blue velvet band.
We strolled down the street together. In my pocket she placed her small hand. She planted the evidence on me, the girl in the blue velvet band. Bill Monroe experiencing, as Raymond Chandler once described, a smile he could feel in his hip pocket. That was, of course, the girl in the blue velvet band. And Hot Rise went first with I Long for the Hills, as rendered on their Flying Fish recording, Radio Boogie. Hot Buttered Rum will finalize our jaunt through Bluegrassical Pockets with Water Pocket Fold from their Well-Oiled Machine release. Thank you. And on that high, happy, Water Pocket Fold is the geological landform that defines Utah's Capitol Reef National Park. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be taking the High Lonesome Time Machine back to April and May 1978, when, among other things, young teenagers Allison Brown and Stuart Duncan form a duet called Gold Dust, Pat Enright joins Boston Tasty Licks, and bassist Nick Forster plays his first show with Hot Rise. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40 years old or nothing on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.